It's Carson Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Shaw's and Sir Market. The Olympics are over and they went out with bang. The closing ceremonies ended with a handoff from Paris to Los Angeles, where the 2028 Games will be held as they will want to do. First, the Olympic flag was handed to L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, who was accompanied by Simone Biles. Then her sang the national anthem. She crushed it. Here's
she
a little bit of that.
Amazing, Kennedy.
Six.
Yeah.
And the rain gets red, and the moon's bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. And then it was time for Tom Cruise. He was lowered from the roof of the stadium by a cable.
Of course he was.
Just came swinging in like Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, took the flag, mounted it on the back of a motorcycle, rode it out of the stadium, through the streets of France, onto a cargo plane, then parachuted out of the plane onto the Hollywood sign, which was modified to look like the Olympic rings on there. Some past Olympians did a relay with the flag by bicycle, on foot, and skateboard, and then it ended up beachside where the Red Hot Chili Peppers sang, Billie Eilish sang, and then Snoop Dogg sang from Long Beach.
God bless America. That was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Lana and I were watching it last night, and we're like, all right, this is a snooze fest. I do like the band Phoenix, who was performing to kind of wrap it all up in the stadium. And then Simone Biles comes out, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm like ready to go to bed because it's like 10 o'clock. And then all of a sudden they cut to the top of the stadium and there's Tom Cruise. And that was the greatest 15 minutes of television I've ever experienced.
I just love that there was like, how do we present America to the rest of the world? And the whole room was like, Tom Cruise on a motorcycle. 100%.
If it's going to Hollywood, that's where we go. So, needless to say, good times were had by all. Austrian authorities have arrested an 18-year-old Iraqi national in connection with an inquiry into an alleged ISIS-inspired plot to attack the Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna. The country's interior minister said Friday. Organizers took the extraordinary decision last week to cancel three Taylor shows in Austria after authorities said they foiled a terror attack planned for the Vienna leg of her tour. The Iraqi teenager is the third person to be detained, believed to have links with the main suspect, a 19-year-old Austrian with North Macedonian roots, according to the ministry. Both teenagers had recently pledged allegiance to ISIS.
Wow.
They say a planned attack on a concert event was successfully thwarted thanks to the timely intervention of the authorities. The success was made possible through extensive investigations that targeted not only the main suspects, but also their surrounding network. They are taking decisive action against anyone who might be involved in terrorist activities.
I'm just hearing about this for the first time. I didn't know about any of this. So forgive me if I ask you a few questions that might be obvious. But has Taylor spoken on this yet?
No,
nothing yet.
Mm-mm. Blake Lively has. I don't have it sitting in front of me, but she has spoken out about it.
Jeez.
But it just sounds absolutely terrifying.
Has this tour stopped completely?
Nope.
They
canceled those three shows in Vienna because that's where they felt that the threat was that it was a concrete threat. But
can you imagine having to go back out at the next show? What that must be like for her and her team?
Yeah, if you're just even a fan going to the next show, you got to be a little weary.
The fans that were there did not let it stop them. They took to the streets. They sang in the streets. Disney Plus partnered with Austria's main broadcasting television network to broadcast Taylor Swift the Eras Tour for free for them.
Oh,
Disney
that's
Plus
cool.
offered free trials,
right.
stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they tried to do what they could to
imagine how to disappointing whatever. That I, was for the fans too.
I knew somebody who was there. My friend James, he was there, and he was like, "Well, I guess that's not going to happen." They flew there from here,
wow,
from Atlanta. But
oh my god! Better.
Thank God the Austrian police were on top of it, or it would have been catastrophic. And you think of most of the audience at one of these Eras Tour shows are young girls, then like it would have been terrible.
And you say it was they were posing as security people within the venue or something?
I don't know all of the details, and I could be here all week just trying to read into it. But explosive devices and detonators were found at the home of the 19-year-old, and extensive ISIS propaganda material, 21,000 euros in counterfeit money, machetes, knives, anabolic steroids.
Kudos to the law enforcement again.
Indeed. The whole thing is just awful, but I'm glad everybody is okay.
Wow.
And Jason Tatum is now a dad. After he and Team USA defeated France in the Paris Olympics Saturday, he and his girlfriend, singer Ella Mai, debuted their baby during a photo shoot in honor of Tatum's big win. So congratulations to the two of them.
I did not see his other son, Deuce, at the Olympics.
Deuce was in Paris.
He was. I didn't get to see a ton of the basketball, and maybe because Tatum wasn't in the games as much as he should have been, we didn't get as much Deuce time.
Okay.
Just saying. Deuce was out there. He's living a real good life for a has-to-be six-year-old.
Did they say boy or girl? I'm sorry, did you say that?
Girl?
I missed that.
Girl, is that what I said?
I don't know. I might have missed it.
They've really kept this whole relationship under wraps. They've been together for like years and you haven't heard about it.
Yeah, when they showed up on the red carpet not that long ago.
They just popped up together and she was already like 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, so that's cool.
I just think she's a wonderful singer.
Oh, she is a fantastic singer.
And that is what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.